the Saturday Light Brigade, and today a special feature. We often have puzzles and games at this time, and it's also a time I like to use when we can to fit in some things that don't have an obvious natural position. During the segments we have at SLB, we often have phone interviews. This is the people you're about to meet. We could not describe what they're doing and have you meet them if we were confined to a phone interview. They also don't fit into a performance segment necessarily, although they have lots of talent and they might be able to perform. But it is really important that we have them here. And we're about to welcome Omar Brown, who received a BA in philosophy from McDaniel College at Westminster, and then went to Loyola. And he has a lot of passion for education, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. And we also have Katia. I should have checked your last name. I'll bet you I'm going to do okay. We'll see. We have Katia Klepenchuk.
That's correct.
All
yes.
Right. Who was born in Ukraine and raised in Washington State, and she graduated from the University of Washington just last year with a BA in Global Studies and a minor in Human Rights. And she's been involved in education as well, including Senegal and also in human rights. What do these people have in common? What are they doing here? I always liked that sentence because what are they doing here can mean lots of things depending on where you accent it. You know, what are they doing here? What are they doing here? What are they doing here?
Right.
What are they doing here? They are both CORO fellows, and the CORO fellowship program is in a handful of cities in the United States. In Pittsburgh, we're lucky to have one here in Pittsburgh. And it gives bright, engaged people like Katia and Omar a chance to develop leadership and also share their talents and expertise as part of a cohort of people known as the CORO Fellows.
That's
and
correct.
Now you've gotten a chance to at least get some grounding on who these people are. I'm going to turn it over to Omar and just ask you to fill in some of the things I glossed over and tell me what you're doing. I also, beforehand, need to congratulate you. I didn't know you had a degree in philosophy.
That's true.
And as I graduated from college, I had to take a philosophy class. And, you know, all those engineering classes I took and mastered and statistics and all these other things, I found my philosophy class to be one of the hardest.
That's what
classes.
I've heard. That's what I've heard. Yeah. But it was I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Definitely prepared me for challenging myself and definitely some critical thinking skills that are necessary in the 21st century. But you're right. The CORO Fellows Program is a leadership development program for young professionals here in Pittsburgh, and it is also located in San Francisco and St. Louis, and there's one in Southern California and also New York. And we are 11 fellows here spread throughout the city, completing different projects in the nonprofit, business, and government sector. And Katia?
You covered it.
For sure.
Yeah, we are. Our program consists of placements that we complete through our nine-month journey in this program, and also we have seminars that we participate in weekly with all the fellows together, where we talk about our experiences and have feedback for each other on our experiences. And then alongside that, we also have focus weeks where we study different levels of a community. So we study, for example, a neighborhood. In the beginning of our program, we studied the North Side, and we met with leaders and learned about the North Side and kind of what is happening there. And then we had a focus week where we looked at the city of Pittsburgh and the different leaders that are involved in making this a great city. And just this past week, we had a focus week studying the overall state of Pennsylvania and how it's run and how it governs itself.
What has your reaction to Pittsburgh been on, I guess it's been, has it been 9 months roughly?
It's been almost 9 months.
Yeah.
And I'm from the East Coast. I'm from Baltimore City. And so I definitely had some support through the polar vortex. I had family members who were experiencing the same sub-zero degree weather. And so I think it was not a difficult transition, although I wasn't used to the snow every day.
Mm-hmm.
I was used to snow nonetheless.
And Katia?
I wasn't used to the snow at all. I'm used to the rain. I'm from Seattle, Washington, and so it was quite a change for me. Although I do think that there are similarities. When I first came in here, I was really impressed with the art scene and the way that people are creating in the city, and I see the same where I come from, so that was exciting for me. As an artist as well, I like to do art.
What kind of art do you like to do?
I like to paint for fun, and I'm also a writer, so I write for fun as well. Art's been just really something I've always done.
Yet your career goals are policy-oriented, right?
Right.
And what do you hope to do?
Well, that's a good question. I'm in this program, I think, to figure that out a bit, but I do have a general idea of what I like. And what I like is learning about immigration and refugees policy, and because I'm a refugee myself from Ukraine. So that's kind of an interest area that I have, that I've been developing, that I hope to develop once this program is over. So if I can get into a field that speaks to my interest area, that would be, I think, ideal for me.
Yeah, you certainly will have empathy. And probably a lot of ideas in that area, too. And being somebody who has a passion for communication and art,
mm-hmm.
Both of which connect people, you'd
right.
be good at that. So, Omar, I remember on first meeting you, your incredible passion for teaching and for
right.
youth,
right.
which is something that resonated with me right away. Have you thought about how you're going to make your career here in Pittsburgh and stay?
That's a great question. That's a great question. And stay. That's a great question. That's a great question. I was actually a part of a team to build a high school out in Emsworth, Pennsylvania recently.
Really?
And
tell me about that.
We have an open house. This is a pitch. We have an open house at Holy Family Academy in Emsworth, Pennsylvania.
That's for close to where I live.
Ninth graders. Well, if you have a ninth grader who's interested in a private education. It's a Crystal Ray model Jesuit school, and where the students go to school for 4 days a week and they work one day a week, as well as receive a Catholic private education. Then there's an open house from 1 to 5 at Holy Family Institute out on Ohio River Boulevard. But I work with their team to attract students and to host these open houses every month or so. And so I've been in the school arena. I look forward to working with A-plus schools in the next, actually on Tuesday. Tuesday I started A-plus schools to help develop curriculum for their summer teen leadership development program that Teen Block is running. So they have a campaign called Teen Block, which engages teenagers in policies that affect their school experience. And so I'll be working with A-plus school, which is a small nonprofit located in the Hill District, to prepare them for their summer teen leadership development program.
That's terrific. And you might remember, by the way, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, and we have two of the 11 Coro Fellows here with us right now. Katia Klepinchuk. I apologize for that. It's alliterative. I like it. Katia Klepinchuk. And also along with us, we have Omar Brown with us. And we're talking a little bit about what they've done as Coro Fellows. And I was sort of teasing Omar and Katia. I would love for you to stay in Pittsburgh,
right.
too.
Yeah.
I believe that about all of the Coro Fellows. You couldn't ask for a more vibrant, engaged, interesting, and diverse group of people. And they're the kind of people that you want in your community and in your corner. we're talking a bit about those things. Now, A-plus schools and the Teen Block program, I was about to say, you may remember a while ago we had Pam Littlepool on the radio along with a couple of the kids that developed the Student Bill of Rights. That's the same group
the
of
same
people
group.
That you just heard Omar talking about. So it's great to see some of these things emerging. It must, Katia, it must have, I don't know if surprise is the right word, but it did you find it striking in terms of the lack of people? What I'm trying to say is I think here in Pittsburgh we don't have as many people from other countries living as other cities like Washington or New York, or I suspect even Seattle.
Right.
Not that there aren't people born in other countries living here, but I think it's relatively small compared to other locations. Did you notice that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I live in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood in Pittsburgh, so I am actually... I see a lot of international students. I see students from India and China that, you know, go to CMU, Carnegie Mellon University, or UPitt. But outside of that, no, I've had a hard time finding people from Ukraine. For example, I actually met a girl a couple of days ago who was from Ukraine. We were both so excited because we could speak to each other and practice our language. But for the most part, I've noticed that there's been a lack a bit of in the international, you know, community a little bit, but maybe that's just because I haven't looked for it hard enough. But it's interesting that you bring that up as well.
Yeah, Omar, did you notice anything in that regard?
Yes, of course. It's been not a difficult transition, but it's been a, how can I describe this? I just describe it as America, you know, and we are, you know, there are pockets of diversity along the East Coast, but I believe the majority of America looks like Pittsburgh because we're so close to the Midwest and so close to rural areas. I believe it's difficult to attract, you know, international and even a diversity of ethnicities to this area.
It's so interesting because Pittsburgh, during the Industrial Revolution, had people from all sorts of different countries coming to live here, and consequently, there are churches and credit unions and social halls and our nationality rooms and other things that bespeak of a much more divergent past. And I think the melting pot philosophy probably diluted a lot of that, and these days we think more as a quilt, I think, rather than a melting pot.
Right.
And other communities whose people from other countries have come a little bit later, you see that diversity a little bit more strikingly.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But that's why we want you to stay.
Well, Pittsburgh is definitely transforming for the best
with
the businesses such as the tech industry and other small businesses which are growing here in Pittsburgh will attract much more diverse population in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think Coro does well, is bring a talented pool of diverse individuals together to work and network and strengthen our skills and definitely hone in on our purpose and passion so that we can, you know, grow roots here in Pittsburgh, and we look forward to it.
Yeah.
Do you actually think you might stay?
Oh, for sure. There's a definitely
awesome
on the table. The options are available. And I believe it is a common belief amongst the fellows that there is a breath of opportunity here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I joke with a lot of college graduates in general who I work with, like, I want you to stay, you know, and we need you to stay, and everybody should go out and blossom and do whatever they want to do. I stayed. I was raised in Pittsburgh, and I've always lived in Pittsburgh.
Right.
What are you thinking about, Katia?
I was just going to say, I think the networking opportunity here is phenomenal, and I've just been able to meet people from all kinds of walks of life and different, you know, positions and different jobs. And so I think just for that, it's a great opportunity for people to stay and develop that, because you can, there's so much room for growth, I think.
That's great. So you will be here for the summer, and then is that officially the end of your service as a Coro Fellow?
That's a good transition to our next topic. We are actually in the program in May, but before we end the program, we have a capstone project in which we study national policy in Washington, D.C. And before we go to Washington, D.C. to study national policy and to learn how national policy is affecting Pittsburgh, we have to raise money. we have to raise some funds. And so we have some learning goals that, you know, that we have as individuals. And if Katia would like to share what she would like to learn from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I mean, on our trip to Washington, D.C., all the fellows have been split up into groups, and we all have different learning tracks. My particular learning track is human rights, and that was also my minor in undergraduate. So I am excited to learn about human rights at the national level and then come back here and, you know, and see how I can apply what I learn in the Pittsburgh region, because I feel like in human rights, in the human rights arena, access is a big word, and who has access to what and to what resources. And so I think that there is room to grow in Pittsburgh and in the conversation of access and who has access to what. So I'm excited to go on this trip and learn about that.
Sure.
And what are your learning objectives, Omar?
That's a good question. I was thinking about that on the drive here this morning, because I am looking forward to working with A-plus schools in the next week and engaging students in political engagement, political activism. And so I would like to speak to individuals in D.C. about how to engage the youth in politics or in policy, and how I can bring those lessons back to further develop the youth here in Pittsburgh. And so I think that definitely fits well with my passion and purpose, which is to educate, but also to educate individuals about the opportunities that they did not know existed before. I think there's a lot of opportunity for diverse individuals to engage in politics, and I think that's healthy for a growing and transitioning city such as Pittsburgh.
Well, I hope you both do well. Now, Coro Fellows, it's a nonprofit program, and you could learn about making a donation to help support their work. Is there a website?
A website, and the website is as follows. It is Coro Fellows, PGH, so .weebly.com. Again, it is Coro Fellows, C-O-R-O, Fellows, PGH, .weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y, .com.
And you can also reach them through our site at slbradio.org. We have a link there. We just have about another minute. Is there anything else you'd like to say that we haven't covered? I want to encourage you to do so.
Sure. Well, our cohort is made up of 11 diverse individuals with lots of skills in organizational development, human resource development.
Yeah, you're like a dream team.
As well as
the 11
website
folks.
Development.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Right. Going to the website to just, you could read the dossiers of these folks. It's just a great group.
It's great. It's great. But we also are looking for opportunities. And so whichever opportunities exist here in Pittsburgh, we would like to hear from you. And all of our biographies can be found on our website, as well as our contact information.
Katia, anything else?
I would like to pitch an event if there's a minute to do that.
Of course.
In our fundraising efforts, we're putting on an event on
April 2nd
from
5 to 8
at Steel Cactus, and it's going to be an opportunity for young professionals to come together and talk to each other, and it's going to be like a fun time.
So Steel Cactus and Shadyside, April 2nd from 5 to 8, the Coro Fellows will be hosting a young professional happy hour.
Sounds That's great. Right. Well, thank you both for being here this morning. Omar, I've got lots of ideas for you in terms of youth media and advocacy. with kids, including a number of things we're working on here. This is probably not the time to talk about them, but we should get in touch and talk through those things. And Katia, it would be great to have you here. You know, there are a couple of refugee welcome centers. Mm-hmm. Erie, Pennsylvania has actually taken in quite a few folks. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've had a chance to go up there and explore.
Not yet.
but it would be just an honor to the city to have both of you stay, and we'll work on the 9 other fellows that are part of your cohort. And again, if you want to learn more about what they're doing, it's PGH
Coro Fellows.
PGH Coro Fellows. Weebly.com. And I want to thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Larry.
Now 25 minutes before 10 here at the Saturday Light Brigade.